is a little bit of a shock to suddenly be in a very different group. So I have to breathe a few times. Yeah, I have a question. There are periods that I am... it's like objects, whether they are sounds or thoughts or sensations, they feel like they're really flowing freely through without interfering with them. It's just flowing. And so my assumption is that the attitude is right. But I have a question about the wisdom, because I wonder whether I am too much just be awareness, but no wisdom.
Yeah? Right,
because
right.
Sayadaw talks about the importance of wisdom, not just the awareness, but the wisdom as well. So the question is wisdom available at that stage?
Yeah.
And the interesting thing is, if I want in that state when that is like that, and I want to kind of ask a question, it's like something prevents me from asking questions. There's no kind of there's just no kind of, I don't know how to explain it, but as if they are irrelevant, any whatever question, or whether it is more something is. I don't know, it's just, the questions just cannot express themselves.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, whether I am, whether the wisdom aspect is available, or whether I am too stuck in just awareness.
Okay.
So that's the question.
Tu wa the dikaunga, ayonea akono, a flow pietalo ba, dilo, ti ti bro, twa twa talo ba, they brought sick up. Bow from a new red. Thou the bottom man, Lutua, you sad, the bottom man, Losica, I am dying with the bro, Lucha bro. You love a set one at having met it. To me on the Kutua to me la red. Nyang opala, Nyan Sheila. To me on me, Messuinus, the cuckoo a sicko, pay my maid the low bear, who Pinina, may go at they.
ตัวเนาะสึกก็တော့น้าเลยนี่ดิอ่ะอยู่เปลี่ยนไปก็น้าเลยรู้เว้ยตัวไม่รู้หรอกตัวเราตัวเฉยๆน้าเว้ยสึกสุดแล้วก็ตัวไม่มาสึกตัวก็ตัวไม่รู้หรอกเปล่าตัวเราตัวเฉยๆน้าเว้ยเนี่ยป่านี่แหละลูกไปแล้วตัวอ่ะมันรู้หรอกตีตาเลยเนี่ยญาณไปหอดเลยไม่รู้ตัวไม่จําไม่รู้หรอกเว้ยตัวเราตัวเฉยๆน้าเว้ยสึกสุดแล้วก็ตัวมาสึกตัวไม่รู้หรอกตัวไม่รู้หรอกเปล่าตัวเราตัวเฉยๆน้าเว้ยเนี่ยป่านี่แหละลูกไปแ
what he from what he has heard of your practice, he said there is wisdom. It sounds like there is wisdom. And sometimes it can be so obvious that we don't notice the wisdom. Because he said the very fact that the awareness can just allow the experience to flow through and not get caught up in any experiences, there's an understanding. Because it's so easy for the mind to get caught up and start following its experiences instead of staying with awareness and allowing everything to pass through. Yes, always the unwholesome, the greed and the aversion, they catch, they latch, and then they get involved in the experience rather than remaining aware. So there is that wisdom. It's that wisdom that allows the mind to understand that there's no need to hold on to any experience and just allowing it to pass through. But you don't recognize that wisdom is working, but certainly it's working, otherwise it won't be in that flow. the other kind of wisdom, Siada says, that that is there is that recognition. He says our thoughts are always, the mind always thinks. But for the mind to even be able to recognize that a thought is necessary or not, that's a kind of wisdom. So when you say that you want to think, like you want to think of a question, and the mind is like recognizing maybe it's not relevant, it's not necessary, that's a wisdom. It sees that it doesn't have to put itself through some meaningless exercise. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, so
that's what it felt. It felt like, well, some level, what you say, kind of meaningless or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it didn't want to.
That's right.
Go that way.
Yes, it understands. So there's an understanding of what's useful and meaningful and what's not. And
And what happened while later, when I was, at a later point during the day, suddenly the questions came up, who is this?
Mm.
And it's like I didn't recognize.
Yeah.
It was kind of, it's a different person.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is this? And I stayed without question also, and without trying to.
Yes.
But just that kind of different perception also.
That's right. Yeah.
ตัวหุบတယ်ရှင်ဖျားပြောတယ်လို့ပဲတဲ့ตัวไอ้เฉยမှာစိတ်ကမေကုန်နေမေဖို့ကြိုးစားတော့ตัวဒါအတိတ်ပဲမရှိလို့သိနေတယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ပြီးတော့နေလဲလောက်ကြတော့တဲ့သူဟာသူပဲစိတ်ကမေကုန်မေးတယ်ဒါဘာသူလဲဆိုတော့သူထူးဆောင်ရတယ်ဒီမေကုန်သူမမြင်ဘူးဒီလိုမျိုးမတွေ့ဘူးငါပြောไอ้เฉยမှာတဲ့သူအဖြေတော့ရှာမရှာဘူးတဲ့ဒီလိုပဲကြည့်နေတော့ရပြီမတူတဲ့
So that's the wisdom at work as well, Siaro says. When the question comes spontaneously, it's also the wisdom then asking the question. The change in perception is also wisdom seeing through a different lens. Mm. And so on. So the wisdom is at work. It knows when to ask the questions, what to look at, how to learn. At this stage, he says, you don't really have to try to squeeze anything out of the mind. Just allowing the mind to do what it needs to do and getting out of the way so that it can continue. That's just what we need.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So that I will become more wise.
I've had some very familiar experiences of suffering, but there was a new kind of, I don't know how to call it, a new, I felt like I could understand it in a new way, so I want to verify if this is actually
okay,
if I'm seeing it correctly. So what happened is that a few things, I don't know, 2 days ago or so, triggered something very familiar, which is I began comparing myself to others. And the first part of the retreat, I was pretty much free of that. I mean, it happened, but it didn't have any... I didn't believe it, so it didn't affect me so much. And I was very happy that it wasn't causing me to suffer, that I wasn't believing it so much. But now, I don't know, things came together, so it really grabbed me. And because it was about the practice, and I felt like, oh, I'm a hopeless case and all that, it was like so hard to keep practicing because it was all so connected, like, to everything I was doing. But then I kind of worked my way out of it and reflected back what had happened. Why did this happen? And I could not see, so to speak, I could not see a mistake that I had made. It felt more like wow, this is really so, my mind is so deeply conditioned that it has this attitude of always comparing and trying to be good or trying to be best, that I don't even notice it. It's in the way I see the world. So that was somehow a relief to see it's not my fault. That's the way it is. Yeah. And now I see how strong that is. I see more, even more how strong that is, that it's not my fault, and try to find how to go, you know, be even more skillful in working with that. Or like what I'm doing now is to watch my reactions really, really closely to my own thoughts and to, you know, things that have to do with people and so on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not even sure if there's a question in there, but I've,
yeah.
That's it.
Tu longer na ye lao ka tu phit ni ja dukkha ta khu pyan phit la de ne sakhan sa ro wa ai sait ma tet da mho de da ma ai chain ma ai sait ko ma yong bae ni lo ya de de ba la so tacha lu na shin shin pyan yin na sait
oh
a ro prathama asa ma tu wa di sait ko ti de da ma sait ka ma yong bae ni nai ne ma yong bae ni nai so ro 6 ye lao su la ro ma de ne ya ja ro ai sait ka มันนี่ไหนเนาะก้าวถาแตกลาบิโหตูมันแท้ไหนเนาะอ๋อตูบลาวตองหัวผิดละเลยสอกุกูโกตะอาเนี่ยไม่ยอมจีผิดตัวเลยงาญั่นเนงามะหมัดตะพูตะแกระมันน่ะอศีบีเนี่ยเนาะอะกูจะรองามะญั่นเนงามะหมัดตะพูไม่เล่าไหนคอมเ
พลเอาล่ะไม่ได้ใส่เน
ี่ยบลาวบลาวซูล่ะเลยสอยเนี่ยชิน
เนี่ยตะบอ
ผิดอ่ะชินน่ะตะอาเปลี่ยนท่านโอบลาวซูล่ะเลยสอยเน
ี่ยชินน่ะเราก็ชินน่ะว่าตัวญั่นเนี่ยเป็ดอูชิน
ya nya ne lo ba yu sa hout da ba law thi so le so yin ne ai chei ma mat taw ma mat nai de lo phit de de ti lo ti de dai ba mae
ma ma asa ri ya tu phut mi shu wa ma
ya ya
tu lo chu tha lai lo the ma tu da taw pyo la the ma phou tha da tu ma pi kwa u
ya
the ma
tu wa pi pi wa mi lo the na
ma yu tu phou tha
mm
a u lo tat la
a lo tu o yong ka bi lo de myo de mi ne tu ထွက်လာတယ်တဲ့အဲ့ရအဲသူတမျိုးတမီနဲ့ထွက်လာတယ်တဲ့ထွက်လာပြီးတော့မှတဲ့သူပြန်စဉ်းစားတယ်တဲ့သူဘာမှားวะလဲသူမှားတာမမြင်ဘူးတဲ့ပြီးတော့သူပြန်စဉ်းစားလိုက်တော့မှဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့ဒါစိတ်ရဲ့အချင်းလို့မြင်လာမြင်သွားတယ်တဲ့စိတ်ရဲ့ဒီစိတ်ရဲ့တဘာဝဒီအချင်းသူမွေးထားတော့ဒီအချင်းတိုင်းသူလုံးမယ်ဆိုတော့အဲ့မှာသူတမျိုးတက်တာวะတဲ့ငါအပြစ်မဟုတ်ဘူးစိတ်ရဲ့ဒီအချင်းရှိတော့ဒီတိုင်းလုံးမှာဘောဆိုတော့အဲ့လိုနားလည်မှုဖြစ်တော့တဲ့အဲ့လိုနားလည်သွားတော့တဲ့သူနည်းနည်းတက်တာသွားတယ်တဲ့အခုသူဘာလုပ်နေလဲဆိုတော့တဲ့အဲ့စိတ်ကိုအခုပို့ပြီးတော့တေချာကြည့်တယ်တဲ့သူအတွေးတွေကဘလို့လဲအယုံကြည်ရပါလဲသူအခုတေချာပို့ကြည့်တယ်တဲ့
ဒီကန်းသာပေါ့
Yeah, that's That's a good like a good lesson, he said, you know. He said when, you know, at the beginning of the retreat, when those minds were coming up and the mind was able to just not believe them, he says, at that time, we have to watch more carefully to, you know, like, actually, like, is it just less or is it gone?
Mm-hmm.
Like, watch more carefully. Don't believe even that it's gone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sort of like, it sort of gets swept under the carpet and, you know, the pile under the carpet gets bigger. And then at one point, the dust is really a lot. Yeah. So then we start sneezing, you know? So that's it. So it's good now that you're watching it more carefully. You know, it's a good experience because it shows us that we can't take them lightly.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, people, they're not prepared for the learning process. They're not ready. They're not sure.
Yeah.
Not ready. The process is the problem. Not ready.
Yeah. And it's a reminder that difficult experiences are not bad for mindfulness, and in fact, they're the kind of like the fire through which the steel is forged, sort of thing. You know, it makes the wisdom what? Stronger.
The fire.
Through which steel is forged, you know. Okay. Yeah, it makes the wisdom stronger because the difficult experiences teach us things that we didn't see before.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he said it's good you saw the nature of the mind.
I don't have anything to say.
Okay.
But I'm glad to be here and listening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's a new day. Just today. Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to say at the beginning
that so much.
There's two groups. One group has been here for a while, and another group is just arriving. So, just to take that with a grain of salt, you feel like if all you're trying to do is stay awake.
We have a lot of time.
There's people here that have already been here for a week.
Worry, Harry, just relax.
Ah, but Luisa, come on, Matthew. Mi ha lovato troppo ieri.
Matthew.
I said, I wonder what was funny. Everybody laughed. Mm. Maybe it's just attention. Yeah, this is when the mic arrives in our hands. We start feeling a bit nervous.
So I arrived yesterday. So I would like to share something from my time in lay life.
Yeah.
So I have been practicing according to your instructions in lay life and also visiting some retreats.
In Czech,
yes. And my experience is that things are happening also outside the retreats. So it's not really the most important thing to be on the retreat, but to really practice in every situation. And this method that you teach is actually applicable for daily life and for any situation.
Yes.
So this is my experience.
Right.
And I understand one of your sentences, which I was a little bit perplexed about before. Hmm. And this sentence is when we think and see the nature as it really is, then we are free and free from defilement. Mm. And this actually, as I understand this, this points out the power of instruction. So, So when we instruct ourselves or when we get instruction from someone else, mind can understand something. So this is actually using right thought also.
Yes.
So, one time happened when I was driving a car, I started to be angry because I had some talk with my friend and I didn't like what he said, and I was experiencing this anger, and then I started to think in the right way about this anger. I was thinking about the right attitude and right view.
Yeah.
And I just reminded myself these thoughts and these attitudes. And mind immediately let go this anger.
Yes. Mm.
So this anger disappeared instantly.
Mm.
So this, I think this was kind of understanding.
Mm.
Yeah.
So... So another time, I was also driving a car. Actually, this driving car is very good thing because one is quite mindful. One has to watch all these scenarios around not to crash, right?
Yeah.
So this time also. I was experiencing craving. I had some memory about some past event, and there was a lot of craving and these sensual objects coming to my mind. And again, I used this instruction, and I told myself, don't worry about the object, just let the object be and check your mental state and your feeling. And after just this instruction, mine was free from craving. So actually, from what I experienced, I can say that mine is doing some job.
Yeah.
And it's meditating.
Yeah.
Even in the
daily life.
Daily life.
Yeah. Baba pyo chin na so a shin phi tu a ho tin cha mu blao a chi le ho powerful phit nai le so yin ne a shin phi a yin no pyo de de ho phit de tai ko myin ne sin za de so yin sin za mu a no phit de tai le ko myin ne sin za chi le sin za de so yin ne sait ka lut lat twa me sait ka ki le ta lut twa me lo pyo de de tu ma mi da na na to myo de da mae tu a a lo yu tha da ba no a shin phi a pyo de ha အဲ့ဒါ तू อ่ะနှစ်ခါ तू အဲ့လိုတခါ तू तू တငယ်ချင်းကိုစိတ်ဆိုးနေ तू ကာမောင်းနေ तू ငယ်ချင်းပြောတာ तू နည်းနည်းစိတ်အောက်သွားတော့ तू ဒေါသဖြစ်နေတက်နေတာတွေ့တော့ तू သတိပေးတယ် तू ကို तू အရှင်ဖျားပြောတာသဘောထားမှန်ရမှန်နဲ့ဒီဟာဒေါသကိုဟို right thought နဲ့ကြည့်ရမယ်ဆိုတာအဲ့တော့အဲ့လိုပဲစိတ်ကိုထားထားပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒီဟာကိုကြည့်လိုက်တော့မကြောက်ချက်ချင်းပြောက်သွားအောင်လုံးဝဒေါသမရှိတော့ဘူးလေ तू အောင်သွားတယ်နောက်တစ်ခုနောက်တစ်ခါလဲအဲ့လိုပဲနောက်တစ်ခါကြာတော့ရာဂစိတ်ဖြစ်တာကိုကြည့်တော့အဲ့ဒါကိုလဲ तू စိတ်ကသူကတော့တတိပေးတယ်တဲ့ဒီအောင် right view နဲ့ကြည့်ရမယ်တတိရှိရမယ်သဘောထားမှအမယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးဒါကဒီဒီဟာအယုံဆိုရင်ခစားမှုနဲ့တိတာအောင်ယူမယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးလေးယူလိုက်ချက်ချင်းသက်သာသွားတယ်အ
ဲ့တော့နားလည်ပြီလားနားလည်ပြီလားဖြစ်နေတော့သူလိုက်တာနဲ့သူအလုံးသူ့လို့သူ့လို့ပေါ့
ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဒါသူ့ကိုပါပြဆိုတော့အာထုံမှုကဖြစ်နေတယ်ပေါ့နော်ဘဝမှာသူအာထုံမှုကဖြစ်နေတယ
်
yes
right
oh so from this time I actually don't need to do much of this conceptual right thinking and instructing like so the mind already understands something and it can let go quite easily
every ha na khu phit pi da naw ma le sit ka na le pi da phit ni de lo phit pu lo တခုခုဖြစ်ရင
်
စဉ်းစားပြီးတော့လွတ်ချဖို့မလို့သူကလွတ်ချလို့လွယ်လာတယ်လေ။နားလည်ပြီးသ
ားဖ
ြစ်။ Sometimes there are defilements.
Yes.
And sometimes I do this kind of investigation again.
Yes.
But not very often, and if I do it, I do it very shortly.
Yeah.
And then mind already understands.
Yes.
So it does its job.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, that yeah, baby. So တော့တခါတလေတော့ခီလေတာပြင်းလောက်ရတယ်။နည်းနည်းထည့်ရတယ်။ဒါပေမဲ့အများကြီးမလို့ရအောင်တော်တော်များများအချင်းကနည်းနည်းလေးထက်လာရင်စိတ်ကသူ့အလုပ်သူ့လုပ်သွားတယ
် Yes
Yeah
Right ဘာဝါလို့ရှိနေတော့
Yes so the practice has gained momentum yeah it's because of all the practice you've been doing
Okay good news
Okay
Yes
My question today is about conceptual thinking. When I'm like being aware, I can be aware of my thoughts and feelings, and I can see them like rising and falling. And for example, let's say if I'm laying in my bed resting, there can be like idea that I have to take my phone and I have to check my emails, and I can be aware of this like idea and see how it rises and then falls. But besides of this, I can also ask why do I have such a need, why did I get that idea? And my question is like, what is the relation of asking why besides of just being aware, because like I feel that it's useful sometimes to ask why, but it also leads to a really conceptual sphere, you know, like I've done 5 years of psychotherapy, so I've done
what?
Psychotherapy
okay.
like yeah so I have been doing lots of this, like asking why am I like this, and you know, but it's possible to ask this question about like about anything, you know, and often I'm not sure like how should I balance it, like what kind of things I should just, you know, be aware of, and not kind of like get involved. And when I should ask, why is this like this? Why am I like this?
ตัวเนี่ยจองเมยล่ะตัวပြောတယ်အဲတခါလေသူဒါမဲ့သူကစိတ်ကိုတွေးတယ်လို့မြင်တာမဟုတ်တော့သူကအချောင်းရအောင်သူကတွေးတာဥမာအခန်းထဲမှာသူလှဲနေသူဖုန်းကြည့်နေဆိုရင်ဖုန်းကြည့်နေလို့တွေးတာတွေးပြီးတော့ရတ်သွားတာအဲ့လိုမျိုးသူသိတယ်လို့ပြောတာအမ်နောက်တော့ထပ်မေးမယ်ဆိုရင်ဘာကြောင့်စိတ်ကဖုန်းကြည့်နေအဲ့လိုမျိုးမေးတယ်ဆိုရင်အတိဖို့အဖြေရဖို့မဟုတ်ဆိုရင်တိဖို့ပေါ့ဒါမဲ့သူကမေးတယ
ซีเรียสอ่ะซินซ่าเนี่ยเพชรก็ยောက်ตั๊ดเลยเออแล้วก็งั้นๆรู้มีเนี่ยบาเจ้าสู่แล้วก็ดีอแท้มาบาสังแล้วก็ลงอ่ะไอ้ตัวไม่รู้มีอะไรมาไม่ใส่อย่าดีตะกะอแท้มาบาติไม่ได้เอาเปล่าเนี่ยล่ะล็อสเซสสู่บาเจ้าสู่แล้วดีเบอ่ะโหสัตว์แท้ชี้เนี่ยแหละอย่าๆหมอไอ้อะไรตะบี้รอเพียยอดอ่ะพี่ล็อสเซสสู่ชี้น่ะดีพริซิมบลูพริเลยสู่แล้วอ่ะแล้วก็ตีได้หาแท้มากูตีได้หาแท้อ่ะเจ้ามาเออ
yeah so
When
we use the question why, and I have a friend, a wise friend, who gave me a better question to ask. Because when we say why, it makes us think of external things, conceptual things. But actually, the answer is within the process of this mind and body. So a better question to ask is, what do I know that is telling me I know this process? For example, if you ask, why am I angry, instead of why am I angry, because then I might think she makes me angry, it's what do I know that's making me angry? So if I look at what I know that makes me angry, usually I know my thoughts, I know my feelings. So what do I know that's, you know, that's making me feel this way? What do I know? Rather than why. Then you bring it back into the process within the mind and body.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Process to
teach. Yeah. So we go back into the process rather than the story. For example, Seattle says, if you ask, what do I know? That's happened. Like, what happened before this? Oh, I knew there was anger. And what happened before anger? There was some greed. So, you know, it's all related to what I have been observing. In the process. And this question, he says, we want to understand the process, right? And so there has to be continuous mindfulness so that you can see the process, so that you recognize what you've known that tracks that process.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I don't have. I don't have much to ask again, okay. But I mean, well, nervousness comes.
Are you practicing?
A little bit. Try to practice and be aware of the
emotion. What do you notice?
What notice that my face is starting to get red now? Physical sensation.
No, in the dining hall.
In the kitchen.
In the dining hall kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, in the kitchen also. But a lot of things, of course. Seeing.
Are you angry today?
Today, angry? Today was not anger in dining hall.
Why?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not anger? because everything was okay, no problem. But if some problem, then I might be angry, or anger comes. But you know, it's sometimes not so easy to not follow the anger. Sometimes the mind follows it and can see it happening. But usually then happens that there is a split, that there is knowing that this happened. And the anger is still there and can stay for quite a long time. So I guess there is some...
And do you know the process of your cooking? Intention planning cooking.
Yeah, this the mind does very much of looking at
right.
the intention.
It's the process.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Planning how to do next.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue. You aware?
Sometimes, if I walking outside from kitchen, usually the planning or the continuity of awareness stop. Dining hall become more self aware. Like, okay, people here, people looking, you know, you know, but then it's better to go back in the kitchen and hide.
Your kingdom.
Moment. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you.
First week I come, I don't see you. So we are talking about you.
Oh, I'm flattered. right. Somehow related to some of the earlier questions or reports, but lately I've been, or what somehow felt important in practice, or what the mind has been paying a lot of attention to, what has felt kind of important has been like, the kind of like the mental processes that Sayadaw described, or like intentions, planning, or these various kinds of subtle mental objects that. Like I don't really have words for. I've been observing them. Like you can see these kinds of building blocks. Like, for example, like the mind usually like. I read a book where someone had tried to describe these, and it was amazing. Like, oh wow, there are like someone has tried to come up with words for these things. Like I didn't even know if other people experience it like this, but like one word was affordance for like a mental object. Something that you can do something with, like it could be, or like, you know, a possible action in a moment,
yeah.
Like in a social situation, it could be like, you know, I could go talk to that person, or if I'm now talking to you, I could, you know, what are my options right now?
Yeah.
And it's not like reality. It depends on, you know, various things like what the mind wants and, you know,
yeah.
how much wisdom there is, what kinds of views there are.
That's
so then it kind of builds a list of options that
That's
it believes
right.
that, you know, these are my choices right now.
That's right.
And sometimes, you know, maybe they're good choices, maybe they're bad choices. And but, you know, yeah, but these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to translate or?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. အမြဲမြင်နေတဲ့အရှင်ဖျားပြောတဲ့ဒီချင်းစိတ်တို့ဘာလို့ဒါမဲ့သူကတချို့ဟာတွေကအဲ့လိုချင်းစိတ်လို့ပြောလို့ဟိုစကလုံးမတတ်တတ်ဘူးတဲ့ဒါမဲ့သူဘာမြင်လဲဆိုတော့စိတ်ကသူကတခုခုဖြစ်ဖို့သူကစင်နေတယ်စင်နေတယ်သူကစင်နေတယ်စင်ပြီးမှသူကတခုခုဖြစ်လာမယ်ဆိုတော့ဟိုဒါမဲ့သူစောက်တခုဖတ်တော့အဲ့လူတယောက်ကတဲ့ဒီစိတ်ထဲမှာအလုံးလုပ်တာအများကြီးသူကနာမည်တတ်ပေးဖို့ကြိုးစားတယ်တဲ့အ nelom la da nelom la ho tua era rio tua sempi ma tua beha yuele so ra era a mya yi o su pi ma lout da le tua ai a lout de sik ka lout ni da tua myan myin
so ya bi na me tat sia lo myin do bi
yeah that's good enough he says we don't need to put a name to it so long as we can see the mind is building yeah
right yeah, yeah. I guess
the process of tau do a process of you know say a lot of
yeah
tua
He calls this the process, right? But it's actually a set of complex options that come together. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and it's hard to describe. Like, so much is happening.
But
so
the mind does it quite naturally.
Yes,
so it's not necessary to describe that detail, but you see it, and that's good enough. Yeah.
Yeah, but I guess it was kind of exciting because I've always been... Or at least sometimes I'm, you know, uncertain. Have I actually understood anything? And when you get to things that are hard to talk about, you never actually discuss them with anyone. Like, I may have been observing this for 5 years, but I don't actually, you know, I've never actually talked about it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of, there was a lot of kind of faith that, okay, you know, maybe if someone else has seen exactly the same thing, maybe I'm not completely deluded about this. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Or at least we have the same delusion, so you know we can start a club.
If you explain to someone who understands, they will understand. Even if you don't use the same words as them, but they will understand the process. They can recognize that picture. Mm. But if you tell someone who doesn't recognize, you know, then creates doubt. Yeah. So we don't have to tell everybody about it. This is just whoever help.
One like tricky point regarding. Views. So there are always views present.
Yes.
I remember, or views, ideas, concepts. You know, again, words are hard here.
That's right.
Like there are different levels. Really, like obvious, like almost sentences that you can say. Oh, this is stupid. You know, I want to go home. Like that kind of view, or it could be like really subtle. Like I believe in space right now. Like there's space here, and there's people and whatever.
That's right.
But one like tricky thing. Yeah, I remember Sayadaw saying once that, you know, we don't meditate, the ideas in our head meditate.
That's right.
So, like, you also have these ideas about practice, like what we are trying to do and what we're, you know, where we're going. And that actually has a big impact on you know, what actually happens and how you experience it. And
that's right.
I guess that's kind of tricky. Like, you know, I once used to think that, you know, you could have this bare attention or something like, you know, that I was deluded, but then there was a reality that I could see. And now it seems more like, you know, you can have more skillful views, less skillful views, but
yes,
it's kind of hard to find an ultimate...
Yeah, it's mixed. Says, you know, these are all processes of mind. And how much we can glean, how much we can notice or recognize this process is up to the mind and its wisdom. You know, if the wisdom leans to recognizing these, that's what it will recognize. Yeah, what the mind can, it sees.
Yes. Yeah, now that I've explained all this, now I can ask one short question.
Yes.
So regarding, because there are always like views and the views affect, you know, how we... what we're doing, how we experience things, is it useful to, because here we're mostly, we have this kind of view of not doing anything, like we're just kind of trying to observe what's happening without trying to manipulate it in a particular direction.
Right.
But is it useful, because even then, even when I'm not trying to do anything, I still have some interpretation there.
Yeah.
It's not completely neutral. Mm-hmm. But is it useful to kind of try to play with that, try to see, like, you know, if I can what if I look at it from this point of view, or if I believe this, then how would that, will that change experience? Is this useful?
Yeah, I mean, the interpretation happens. You just have to know that the interpretation happens. You
right.
Know? Yeah. Now you're talking about manipulating the interpretation. To
exactly.
See how,
yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of because I don't have a there's always some interpretation.
Yeah.
But like you could, and I think like there are some practices where
you can
play
with the perception.
Exactly.
Of the mind.
Yeah. Yeah. You in a sense look from a different perspective,
yeah.
And sometimes that
yes.
lets you notice that you had some interpretation that you weren't aware of.
That's right.
Like you thought that I'm seeing reality exactly as it is, but actually there's an interpretation that you're not aware of. But
that's right. Okay.
I don't know if,
yeah,
if my question makes sense.
It makes sense.
Okay.
To admit it, to တခု တတိ ထားနေတယ်ဆိုရင်ဆိုပါဆိုတော့ဥပမာအရှင်ဖျားမြေပြောအာယုံပြောင်းဖို့စူးစမ်းတာမဟုတ်ဘူးတဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဘာပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်အာယုံကိုကြည့်ကြရဆိတ်ကသူ့အိုင်ဒီယာနဲ့သူကြည့်ပြီးသားတဲ့အဲ့တော့တဲ့သူကသိတယ်တဲ့တင်ညာသူအလုပ်လုပ်ပြီးသားဟုတ်တယ်မဟုတ်လားတစ်ခါလီကိုနားလည်လို့ရောင်းထင်တယ်တဲ့ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီလိုလုပ်လို့ရတာတဲ့ကိုနားလည်မှုနားလည်တယ်လို့မြင်တယ်မဟုတ်လည်းကိုအမြ
lo ya la re ba so sait ko pyaung bro view to khu the bro chi chi
tu ta ya le ta bi me sto blue pyaung me hu ma pu ra o ayan ma chai kaung ne lo ta paw tha lo chi chi
yeah
yeah lo ya da me da a sit mo tu
da me
ho sai da ba ba lo ti lo ya
ti lo ya yes yeah
sia ro sai ma nai ti chin nai ko ma lo
yeah
da sai ya da ba ba lo ti chin lo lo chi ya
Sierra says, so it's a little artificial, but we can, because it can show us the nature of the mind and perception. So for example, Sierra says, like, for example, we don't like heat, for example. Mm. And while you're standing in heat, you can try and ask the mind, if I really like this heat, what would it be like?
Right, right.
And you know, so you change the perception and see if the mind can
follow
that.
I don't know.
Yes, can.
And if you can, it's kind of like an experiment.
Yes.
Not because it's like there's greed that I want the perception to be this, but rather to see that, like, you know, is this like reality or is there like this
perception
I'm not aware of, because if I can change it like this, then
it's
not real.
That's right. Yeah. But so sick of sorry. Who say got a team level? That's right. Because every moment we're actually working with perceptions,
right?
Yeah. The reality is just as it is, but we always have perceptions that, you know, give us a flavor of the reality. Yeah. So like, you know, he says there are yogis who talk about say they dislike some food, and then they try to be mindful of how they feel, and then they contain their dislike, and then they eat their food, and then they find actually then they like it. Mm. You know, so the perception changes because they see it just like that. And you know, but then of course it's just changed perception from something to
That's how I learned to like cauliflower on my first retreat. Big insight.
Big insight.
Okay, thank you.
So I just got here. Don't have a question, just resting and learning.
Yeah.
Grateful to be here.
Do you want to borrow one of mine?
Yeah. Oh, you have so many questions.
Don't
borrow his questions. Yeah.
I am here happy. It's everything. I'm happy here.
Yeah,
I'm happy here, and nothing special. Okay. Only some experience yesterday night kicked me out of my balance.
Balance.
Because new ladies came to my room. So this mind was as a wild animal. They protect the room. And I cannot sleep for hours. So I watch my mind. I watch the mind. And it was many stages there. It was it was something like, I don't believe it, and it's funny that I'm so angry. In the same time, I had a distance.
Proprio
a te
ieri le disse co, ma io ho una tira. Ma
dove
le cose? Dove le cose? Io ne sei calendario, ma io ne sei calendario.
But in the morning, the bed was like a wild nest, you know, it was some, everything was together.
Ma c'era tu credi la docolo? Tu puoi ne a tuo terra, ma la vuoi tra la vedi tu credi a davo beggi e cive. E io ma tutti a te vuoi.
It's not so difficult experience, but I write this sentence, difficult experience makes the wisdom stronger. So it makes me stronger. Mm. I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes, he says things can happen, but we're going to use it to be mindful and get wiser. Yes.
Happy to be here. Nothing to say right now. good to be here.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to ask about. I'm having a really hard time concentrating, and this is something that has repeated earlier as well. So I just arrived, but I noticed it here. So I think I feel pretty good, but when I'm feeling good or relaxed or a little bit sleepy or anything, nothing is, I'm not anxious or not suffering, but at the same time, I'm having a really hard time concentrating on anything. Like, it happens quite a lot, and I'm having these images or, I don't know, fantasies or something like that that never happened quite a lot. And I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not suffering. It might be even pleasant, but I'm... it's a little bit sad that I'm in the images so much, spending so much time in the images that are not real.
So you get lost in thought very often. Yeah,
and not even thoughts. I think images or
images are thoughts.
Like, yeah,
images are thoughts.
Yeah, yeah.
It's visual thoughts. Yeah,
It's difficult to concentrate on.
So what you're saying is you find it hard to remain aware and awake for an extended period of time. Because Seattle doesn't need us to concentrate. He doesn't need us to have any concentration.
Yeah.
So when we begin a retreat, Seattle says, we just need to allow the mind to not be present very much. It's not had a habit of it while we've been at home. And he says we just have to allow the mind to... What we have to appreciate is the moments that the mind comes back to the present moment and say, oh, okay, it's aware again now. And we just like sort of gather those moments that the mind comes back to awareness, never mind the moments that it's not there.
It doesn't matter
when you remember to be aware if you lose it the very next moment because it will come back. And then when it comes back, you might remember for two moments and it'll go, and then you come back and you just know a moment and it's gone. But that's all right. That's how it will be now. Mm-hmm. And he says you just have to be patient with it. That's the important thing. He says we can't start from where we want to be. We have to start from where we are. Mm-hmm. And right? And it's okay. This is part of the process.
Mm. Yeah, there's... I think I have been practicing... a few years now about the allowing part, and it's getting easier and easier. Like, okay, it happened again, and I think there's... I'm not punishing myself or something like that. It's okay, but now I'm thinking that is there right effort or something like that? Should I... Is right. there... okay. some advice that could, because it, there's no suffering anymore when the mind wanders, but that it's not getting anywhere. So I'm just thinking that, is this me quite a lot, or is there something I could do?
Yeah. Tua atu ni ra na na ni ya la bi le. Da aku so yin tua tu ko tu apit la ma tin naw u le atwe le myo myo na ra. Da ma di ha tu sit ya a jin lo phit ni de le. Tu na na ho sit tin pe tin la bo. Ho lou tin la bo. U ba ma tu ai tu khwa di tong la ma ti u pe nai tong la ma ti.
Ah myo ji. Object pe nai le toi 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 ba lo.
Do
u atwe le ma myo myo toi le.
Do you have an anchor? Do you have
Normally the breath.
Mm. Oh, you do watch the breath.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know.
So ma I main object ne twae twa. Na pain jai ti de sai ne twae twa.
So
mo yi twa object atui the
no.
Ti de phae na pain wa no.
Yeah.
Ma lo a yo ne physical a yo ne twae twa.
Yeah.
Na pain jai ti de sai ne twae twa.
Okay. Sianos is so we always start with the anchor, like a physical anchor, so like the breath. That's good, Sianos says. But you so although initially, like, you know, when you start practicing, we just watch the breath. He says later you want to also recognize the awareness, because there is an awareness of the breath, right? And you want to remember the awareness, because when we only watch the object, Siyadu says, then when the thoughts come in, we get lost in the thought, because we don't recognize that the awareness has given way to thinking. So if we can also remember the awareness, so we notice when the awareness starts to slip away. And so when you know, when you're watching the anchor and the awareness, or when you know there's thinking and you know the awareness, Yara says, if you know the awareness, he says, recognize the awareness if you can. Yes? Yeah. And if we are like kind of conscious of the awareness, it slowly we have the tendency to get lost in thought so easily without consciousness becomes less.
Okay, thank you.
I have a question about, like, I don't know if it's a question, but I'm noticing the thing between intention and action.
Yeah.
Like, for example, a lot of times when you have an intention, like you see something, you want to go for it. That's you see a cup, you go reach for the cup. That connection is very clear.
But sometimes,
mind. Huh? In the mind's very clear. But sometimes I've noticed, for example, you have these intentions and then action happens, but the mind actually didn't realize when the action actually happened until it already happened. For example, like I'll be sitting and I'll be thinking, oh, there's an intention of wanting to get up.
Yeah,
and then the mind's thinking, well, is this a rightful action to get up, or?
And then the next thing you know, you're already
at yeah, the door. Like your mind's like, or am I getting up because my mind's agitated? So your mind's like trying to understand, and it's happening really quickly. Of course, it's not like I'm sitting there forever thinking about this. And then the next thing I know, I see, oh, now the body's is actually getting up before the mind actually made that decision.
Yeah.
And then I noticed also the other day I was thinking the intention of asking somebody a question. And the mind's like debating, should I ask this question? Is that the person want to be silent? Maybe the person want to deserve. And as the mind's like still deciding, the body moves and the mouth is asking the question. And then it's like, wow, the action happened before the mind. So it's like, who made that decision?
The mind already did it. You didn't
there's like
it.
A gap. Yeah, there's a gap between the action and the intention that I just don't see it.
You don't see it.
And it's so strange. And so, you know, like going back to you were talking earlier about what the mind knows.
Yeah.
It feels like there's some momentum that's building. And then so that propels the action to happen, whatever that momentum is.
Mm.
And it's almost like the mind cannot control that. The mind cannot tell itself, don't do this action or do this action because the action is going to happen. Mm. Here it goes. No, it's not like that. I'm just like making stuff up. But yeah, so I'm just curious about that gap.
Yeah.
ลงอยู่โหอุ้มมาถ่ามลามาถ่าเอาล่ะสู้ตัวเมนนี่แหละบาจ้องถ่าจินแล้วถ่าตินแล้วอเมนนี่แหละเฉยว่าถ่านี่ไปได้แต่ไอ้หัวอัพยินลูกเออดาเมตัวไอ้ส่งเพชรไล่ตาริไปตัวมันมีรู้ว่าสอดาเนี่ยตะตะดาโซยดาโซบาบีนะมาเลยสู้ตะบาวะอะไตลงนี่ดาเนี่ยอืมรู้ว่าวินลงดายาเฮาเดนักคุชิเลยตะบาวะก็อ้าก้อนเนี่ยก้อนบรามะวินชุบลงเนี่ยยายาโซเซียลเซ
So, Sarah says
this, what this illustrates to you is sort of the difference between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. So consciously, you've set up a debate for yourself. Subconsciously, the mind already has made decisions that you are not accepting right now. You're trying to consciously tell the mind that, no, I need to go through this debate before I figure out, but the mind's gone and done it. The subconscious is stronger than the conscious. See, this is the opposite can happen, where, you know, you're sitting and, you know, it's a good sit, there's a lot of momentum, and you're like, I want to get up now, and you can't. There are yogis who have sat there and struggled to get up. They can't, because the subconscious mind that wants to sit just stays there. They're like, I can't move, they say later on. But and then when they relax, they can, you know, but often this happens in well, you know, when there's a bell for sitting and ending the sit, and when the ending bell has gone, you know, then the conscious mind thinks, okay, the bell has gone, I can get up now, maybe go get some juice or something, but And Sarah says the reason that the subconscious is hard to detect also is because it doesn't speak like the conscious mind so loudly. The conscious mind is it speaks to us almost verbally. You can hear it or see it, you know. It's quite obvious and loud, whereas the subconscious is just like a movement in the mind. It's hard to.
So if your awareness grows, will you be able to see?
So
like sleepwalking and all that is done by the subconscious mind. It's not just awareness, it's wisdom. It's when the mind understands the mind. When it starts to understand the mind, it starts to understand that the mind is operating in some way. It kind of starts to see those shades of the mind operating. You can know it. You can know those subtle
things.
And we call it subconscious because we don't see it yet, don't know it yet. When it becomes seen, we don't feel like it's so subconscious. It feels quite conscious, yeah.
Okay. The second thing, just reporting, I'm noticing now that my awareness is more growing, I'm having, at night, I tend to not be able to sleep. Like, I just, my mind is so awake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been interesting every night watching what happens with the mind. Like there are days I'm very agitated, there are days I can see the agitation grows, and there are days I can see the mind wanting to create stories because that thinks it will help it sleep.
Yeah.
and how that the thing that I find most interesting is that the agitation comes from the thinking of, well, the next day I'll be really tired, I can't wake up for the morning sit, I'll end up sleeping, but actually nothing is happening at that moment, like at the night before. I mean, when I'm sleeping at night, there's nothing there's no external factor that actually creates. It's just funny how the mind creates that thought, even though there's nothing there to trigger that. It's just it's triggering itself. That makes sense.
Yes. Why would anything external trigger you to think about the morning?
It's just seeing how it's so funny how our mind just creates these anxieties when there's nothing around us to really tell us we should be anxious about something.
Yeah, because Seattle doesn't care if you go for the morning sit.
Exactly,
and he'll let you sleep in the morning if you're tired, so you don't have to worry about not sleeping. You can be meditating throughout the night and sleep in the daytime.
Right.
Yeah. Instead of thinking about, you know, what to do in the morning, just meditate. He was just thinking, if I can't get up in the morning, I won't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have been missing a lot of morning sets because of it.
But it's just funny how we... be aware at when you're lying down. Right. Just as though you were in the meditation If there's momentum and the awareness is good, just continue to be simply aware.
Don't think about what it's supposed to be like sometime in the future. I'm not saying that I want to sleep. I'm saying it's funny how the mind gets anxious about it.
Yeah.
That's what I find really interesting. When there's really no reason to be anxious.
So Sierra says you have to learn about this mind that worries, even though it doesn't have to worry about it.
Sierra says he recognized this.
How the subconscious or unconscious mind works. He says when he learned, well, the first time he went bowling, he had never bowled before. Burma doesn't have bowling. So he went bowling.
So I go to Singapore and then I just play.
And then when he was bowling, he says his conscious mind was trying to bowl properly. And he couldn't, you know, but as he kept bowling, it got better. But he began to realize then that subconsciously, because his mind, he's always mindful to a certain degree, that subconsciously, that subconscious had learned how to, he started, you know, from zero, you know, pins, he started, his pin count started growing, and he was surprised because it wasn't conscious. That, you know, he started getting and like playing ping pong, you know, he was very good at it as a child, but when he hadn't played for a long time and started again. Well, when he started again, he said, and he played every day, he could see how the mind worked with every time he played, like how it picked up little things in the actions of the way the body moved, the way the mind made decisions, and it picked up what it needed to do to, and so that his game improved every day. But he understood that that was the subconscious at work. Thank you.
Okay,
well, nothing new really. Just letting experiences and awareness flow freely.
Thank you.
I didn't even want to actually ask anything, but...
It's okay.
I can come up with the question actually. lately the mind has been quite busy trying to make a decision, which is sort of important decision, and the mind has been quite agitated about the thinking process regarding to that, and still there is this uncertainty about what decision is right and what decision is wrong. And Sayadaw has sometimes said that when the mind is agitated or it has the defilements, then it's not right time to make any decision.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I've been also testing kind of like, okay, I make this decision. how does it feel, or I make that decision, how does it feel?
20, though.
In both cases, the mind kind of feel relief because it kind of gets away from that anxiety that the
of decision
making kind of creates.
Right.
So still there is not really kind of like certainty of what is the right decision. So my question actually is that should I just keep on waiting and seeing when the mind actually knows what is the right decision?
Well, if you have the time to wait, he said. Yeah. But if you don't have the time to wait, just wing it. Of course, Seattle says it's possible that, you know, it is possible to make a decision just blindly, you know, let moha sort of take over. And initially it feels like a relief because we don't have to grapple with the decision-making process, but you still have to suffer the consequences or enjoy the rewards of a right or wrong decision. And he says he can't do it anymore. He can't just let the mind slide anymore because... Yeah, because no matter the decision, Seattle says, no matter how small, he says, no matter how little time he has, he gives it some thought, makes sure that he has at least some perspective. Yeah, his teacher was famous for this. You know, if you went to see his teacher and asked his teacher a question, he never answered right away. Never. He would always sit and be waiting, like, and everybody would be waiting, and his teacher would think through like everything and give you an answer. He took his time to give an answer. he said in his mind, when he was with his teacher and his teacher would be waiting, would be silent like that for a while before he answered, he says in his mind he would be answering the question. And then when he's... Yeah, sometimes it's very obvious, the answers, but his teacher would take time. And when his teacher gave the answers, Seattle said he would see like the why it was sensible to give that particular answer. Like his teacher would consider many things, like the circumstance, the people in the room, the person he's speaking to, the wisdom of saying this particular thing at this particular time. All sorts of things came into play. But he could see after his teacher gave the question, all the things that his teacher would have considered in order to give that particular answer. He says, so we can, it's not that we can't make a decision just like that, but he says to do it with thought and then to continue to be mindful so that we learn, you know, and so that we create less chaos in our minds, in our lives, the most optimal decisions and so on. We can make mistakes though. You know, sometimes we make the wrong decision. It's okay. Mm. We learn.
That's a learning experience as well then.
Yes, yes. So he says you might be relieved of the stress of making a decision, but you will still have the stress of the results of your decision. So think carefully about that. And some decisions maybe don't have to be made sometimes so quickly. Seattle says when he was young, he never thought about anything. He just went and did everything, whatever he wanted, just like that. And then he suffered the results of it. Love all the time, he said.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Okay. So
thank you.
Thank you.